Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rich Galen is our guest. He's the author and the publisher of Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. I encourage you to check it out. As you've heard me say before, if you're a Republican, you want to know what he says. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the ruling yesterday by the Supreme Court that found that that basically upheld Obamacare on the point that it is a tax. The individual mandate, which was the linchpin of the whole thing, is a tax and not a penalty. Therefore, Congress has the right to impose it on citizens as long as it is a tax. But Rich, basically what Judge Roberts did was to change the term paper, which was structurally unsound, to make it the term paper went from an F to an A because the professor changed the wording for the student. Is that not basically what happened?
No, I don't think so, Jim. I think what happened was that the professor realized that the writer of the term paper had buried the lead somewhere in the bottom, and he said, if you move this to the top, then the term paper makes sense.
So I think he found a way to, I think he wrote the lead a little bit myself. but anyway, I'm not gonna question Judge Roberts. But why do you think Judge Roberts did this? Do you think he was motivated by wanting to uphold the integrity of the court? Do you think there was something in this?
I think that may have weighed on him a little bit. I don't know that he would have gone against its principles to do that. But I everybody who knows Roberts well, and there are a lot of people around here who do, because he's been around here a lot. He was in the Reagan administration as a young lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That once they read the opinion, they said, "Yeah, that sounds very much like Roberts. That's the way he would come at this."
Right.
And the major point he made, other than it was constitutional as a tax, is that look, our job is not to decide whether this is good policy or good law. That's the Congress's job. That's mm-hmm. the job of people who are elected. And in fact, he tossed it directly into the, back onto the, like a Quidditch game. He put that thing right back in the middle of the field and said, "You guys hash this out.
It is
legal under these terms. Whether it's good policy, that's what elected officials."
Which is exactly what we're going to talk about in a second. But I just want to remind you, folks, if you remember, Rich, you may have done it, and I know Grace Marie Turner, one of our other Brain Trust members, on this show said for months.
What's the name of her organization?
Galen Institute, right. Galen Institute. Grace Marie Turner on this show said, don't think you can presume how Roberts will vote. She warned us about that. But nobody thought he would rewrite the statute as he seemed to have done. Now, let's go back. Number one, he strengthened, in this ruling, he strengthened the case for the Commerce Clause being not being something the government can run fast and loose with, but did he set a taxing precedent that we'll regret one day?
Oh, I don't know that he did that. I mean, we already know that the government can tax anything it wants,
right,
and anybody they want. They just can't tax you differently because you live in Alabama than you do.
So this is not a complete.
This isn't an expansion of the taxing clause at all. No, I don't think so. Congress has the absolute. I mean, it says right there they have the power to levy. It's called taxes. What's the wording? Taxes, duties, imposts, and something levies.
Well, couple of things. Let's get to the politics of this. Well, is this, as some people have thought, a gift for the Republicans?
I don't know if it's a gift, but it certainly does put it in play. I mean, I'll tell you what I did immediately after I realized what had happened. I sent an email to the communications director at the RNC and suggested strongly that if this is going to be a tax, they ought to get their economists on this and figure out just how big a tax it is, because that changes the nature of the debate.
And if it is a tax, and if their Democrats are saying, you know, hey, you know, we accept this now. We accept the decision. You've got to accept the fact that it's a tax. Are they going to have to live with that? Is that going to be a millstone around their neck?
Absolutely. And, I mean, what I was thinking was that this could turn out to be a Pyrrhic victory.
Yeah,
a victory that looks like it's a victory, but it costs you so much to win it that you end up losing. You win the battle, but lose the war.
Right.
And I wouldn't, I mean, I'm still convinced, Jim, that on November 6th, when the overwhelming majority of Americans go to the polls, it's going to be what's the unemployment rate, what's the economic growth rate. But this is one of those things that this is a very serious tiebreaker. And if people go in saying, well, the unemployment rate's finally down to 8 because they lied. But that, you know, that tax on Obamacare, I'm not for that. Democrats are saying that it would only apply to about 2% of wage earners, that everybody else is either on Medicaid.
But that's in the weeds. That's in the weeds, and I don't think.
That's right, and that's exactly what I said. If you have to, if it takes you that long to explain it,
right,
you're going to lose that argument.
Well, here's my prediction, Rich. I believe that what happened yesterday. If Romney wins the election, this will make his coattails longer down ballot.
This one issue
will make his coattails longer down ballot, because I don't think the economy was going to get the down ballot guys enough to run on, but this issue will.
Yeah, and the other part of it is, I mean, this is in your wheelhouse of those 2% that this. A college professor,
right.
This professor from Harvard was talking about yesterday on a radio program. 90% of that 2% are people like me, individual, you know,
exactly.
one, two-person, you know, business owners. We pay our own health insurance,
right?
And now we're going to be faced with this tax.
And my polling of my audience, small business audience, 8-2 against Obamacare.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's
going to be significant on November 6th. Quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about something else that happened in Washington yesterday.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.